AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A proposed new system for drawing Wisconsin's legislative districts is on its way to the state Senate, and a likely veto from Governor Evers. The Assembly passed a Republican redistricting bill last night that gives nonpartisan staff more say in drawing up the maps. Democrats have pushed for similar redistricting reforms for more than a decade, but they say they're suspicious of this bill. Democrats say it's a ploy by Republicans to get around the new liberal majority state Supreme Court. Meanwhile, Republicans are threatening to impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz if she doesn't recuse herself from a pair of redistricting cases. But a new poll out this week shows Wisconsin voters are against impeaching her by a whopping 24 points. Mike Moen has more.
The poll was released the same day Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss announced he's putting together a panel to look at grounds for removing the judge. A Better Wisconsin Together's Mike Brown says, based on the election and the survey, such a move goes against the will of voters.
Wisconsin voters value their votes, and they expect that their legislators will respect the results of those votes.
Brown says the poll of 600 registered voters conducted by a national firm was essentially evenly split in connecting with Republicans and Democrats. I'm Mike Moen.
Republican state senators are firing Wisconsin's embattled elections administrator, but Megan Wolf is taking the advice of legal experts and plans to stay on the job.
I will not bend to political pressure. And I think the political outcome they desire is to have someone in this position of their own choosing that would indeed bend to those political pressures.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is suing the Senate. He wants a Dane County judge to rule that lawmakers have no legal standing to fire Wolf.
When we're talking about these attacks on our democracy, this is an extreme act that we are seeing from the state Senate.
Call cites the Wisconsin Supreme Court's decision to let Fred Prenn stay on the Natural Resources Board as a holdover. Call says he expects a ruling soon enough so that Wolf can keep working on next year's elections. Republicans are trying to override Governor Evers' veto that created a 400-year-old school funding increase. The override passed the Senate yesterday, along with a move to restore $3.5 billion in tax cuts. But it won't matter. There aren't enough Republican votes in the Assembly to sustain the vetoes. Governor Evers says that public schools need the money more than Wisconsin's highest earners need tax cuts. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and you're listening to Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Rome Farmers Market is today from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There's only three Rome Farmer Markets left this season. On Saturday, the Historic Point Boss Free Harvest Fair is from 10 to 4, and they have a campfire cooking workshop from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., but you must pre-register at historicpointboss.com under the News tab. On Sunday, the Fall into Switched Craft Fair will be from 9 to 3 at Switch 2 in Nakusa. Off the Clock with Heart of Wisconsin is at Witter Field on Monday, September 18th at 4 p.m. Check out the Craft River, Locker Room, Rat Trap, and Press Box during a fun evening networking with the Heart of Wisconsin. They'll have raffle prizes, free food, music, a 50-50 raffle, and free beer till you kill the keg. It's open to the public and free to attend. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
A Badgers receiver announces he's leaving Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin wide receiver Keontez Lewis says he'll enter the transfer portal to leave the Badgers at the end of the season. Lewis transferred from UCLA last year. Head coach Luke Fickell was asked last month if he thought the speedy Lewis showed some potential.
You're right. I think that you do see that's a guy that's got vertical speed for us. And he's done a great job at catching tested balls. Yeah, staying on your feet after some of those things, I think, is the next step.
The Badgers host the 2-0 Georgia Southern Eagles tomorrow at Camp Randall, kickoff at 11 a.m. NFL, Aaron Rodgers had surgery to repair his torn Achilles not far from his home residence in L.A. It was done by a Los Angeles surgeon who performed the same procedure on the late Kobe Bryant. Last night on Thursday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Vikings 34-28. Minnesota with four costly turnovers. Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins.
You know, shot ourselves in the foot with the turnovers. Yeah, I guess that's really all I have to say.
The Packers head to Atlanta tomorrow to face the Falcons Sunday at noon. The Falcons have added several players on their defense in free agency, including Ravens defensive end Calais Campbell and safety Jesse Bates from the Bengals, running back A.J. Dillon.
They got a lot of veteran players, a lot of guys who have played a lot of ball over there. And when you're going up against a team that plays aggressive, plays downhill, you know, you just got to, you know, make sure you're on top of, you know, your assignments.
Head coach Matt LaFleur.
They're a very aggressive defense. I think they're very good up front and can generate a lot of pressure, and they're going to challenge you on the perimeter.
Baseball, the Brewers open a three-game series at home tonight against the Nationals. The first pitch at 7:10. The Crew with a 4-2 win over the Marlins yesterday to take that series 3-1. The game tied 2-2. The Brewers' Tyrone Taylor on second managed to slide into home off a Sal Frelick single to take the lead in the fifth inning. Craig Counsell on Taylor after the win.
Just a great adjustment by Tyrone. It's something Tyrone's good at. He has put it on display the last couple days.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 74, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows level off around 53. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, tomorrow slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, high of 72. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world.
It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good. We're certainly gonna. We got you for a couple hours, and we're gonna have some fun. You got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together, and we got our third band member, Mr. Paul Trombley, joining us right now on Triangle, everybody. Paul Trombley.
Oh, that's bad. He's not very nice, is he? Do you want to be...
Right.
You can have all percussion. You don't have to just be the triangle.
There we go. I wanted to give him a simple instrument. I didn't know what Paul's musical set was. I figure a triangle, even I can play a triangle, so I thought I'd go with something simple.
We can do it. You know, I might have to bring the cowbell out.
Oh,
there we go.
Well, you can't have the tambourine because I already called that.
I got to have more cowbell.
Okay. All right.
I got to have more cowbell.
You know, it might not feel like it, but that was a huge compliment that you're in the band.
Yes, very much. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
We'll let you know where rehearsals are, Paul. We'll,
okay.
How is Mother Nature making our weekend look so far?
Yeah, you know, things are looking still seeing some of the shower chances coming up our way as we get to later this afternoon with this front moving in from the northwest. But otherwise, some breaks of sunshine to kick off the day before the clouds build in midday into the afternoon, and some of the showers build in as well later this afternoon as well as into tonight. A few showers, thunder showers. Highs at 74 for today. Tonight, a few showers or thunder shower around, low at about 53. And then outlook for Saturday calls for more clouds and sunshine, still isolated shower, thunder shower chances, 72 Saturday, 47, turning partly cloudy Saturday night, and then into a mix of clouds and sun Sunday. Highs near 70, 45 Sunday night, still back into some more sun by Monday and Tuesday, some warming temps into midweek, 72 Monday, about 80 on Tuesday and Wednesday. A couple shower storm chances build up towards Thursday and Friday, some highs still pushing well into the 70s yet on Thursday. So still a little cooler into the weekend and then back into some warmer temps into midweek. So kind of those ups and downs that continue here through our typical fall seasons here in the state.
You're speaking my language, but go easy on those 80s. I think we can get out of that coming up here soon.
Is that unusual for us this time of year, Paul, getting 80s this time of September?
You know, it starts to get more unusual. Yeah, certainly later September and October. But, you know, we usually see one or two of those here and there still sneak in yet. But, yeah, it's becoming less likely.
Yeah.
Certainly. Yeah.
Anything fun lined up this weekend, Paul?
You know, just enjoying the weather, the cooler weather. And not much else.
Watching
college football maybe here tomorrow, too.
Perfect. I'll be watching right along. I'll be with you on that one. Just watching college, taking as much college football as I can. I hear you. Thank you for the time, Paul.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
You guys have a good one.
You too. We'll talk on Monday. Have a good weekend.
Best in the business right there, good friend Mr. Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
The triangle?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
It was.
I mean, you could have said, worse would have been spoons.
Yes, that I could, or jar harp. I could have said the jar harp. I could have
Or what's that, is that the one in your mouth?
Yes. Yeah, okay. One of my first field trips out here, we went to the Capitol in Madison. Uh-huh. And we got to, after checking everything out, go to the gift shop or whatever. And I only had so much money on me. I'll never forget this. I would love to know what happened. I got a copy of the Constitution. Which was like $2 or whatever, yeah. And a jar harp. Because I'd never seen one before, and I didn't know what it was.
Well, they are kind of fun.
I just started playing trumpet, and I was like, oh, this seems like fun. It is fun. It is fun to play. If you've never played a jar harp, you will have a blast doing it. It's almost hard not to have fun doing it.
Let me tell you what happened to it. Mm-hmm. Your mother put it up on a really high shelf. She didn't throw it away because that would be cruel, but she put it somewhere that it would be nearly impossible for you to find.
It's as if you were there. Absolutely, that is what happened. We got a lot of fun things. And we got a lot to do this morning, Terry. We got to get people a new shirt. We've got these new shirts that we've got to get out to everybody. So we're going to be doing that. We, of course, got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club around the corner. A little bit later after Melissa's news, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Terry and I are going to play a famous game show theme song. Woo-hoo. You call up and you'll win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. That's two adult meals, two kids meals. That's free Culver's, baby.
I love Culver's.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be coming up 9 o'clock hour. We'll have some entertainment news for you. And to kick the 9 o'clock hour off, we're going to talk with our own Mike Clemens, Civic Media Sports Czar. We're going to talk with Mike and preview the Packers and Falcons game coming up this Sunday. Looking forward to that. Touch on a little entertainment news. Of course, Danny Wright stories, good stories of the day, and our feature story in the 9 o'clock hour. Who has a better social life, you or your dog?
You know what? I go immediately to people that I know who would say their dog.
Yeah. we're getting into all of that, Terry, and plenty more. It's live radio. You put Terry and I together. Who knows what can happen? Before we wrap up, I did want to touch on events with the United Way, though.
Yeah, so we have some really great things going on. Our campaign is happening right now, so we've been really busy out meeting with organizations and companies and talking about campaign and why to get involved on the giving side, because, of course, that's how we make all of this programming happen. So that's our big focus right now, but we do have a couple of things coming up. One is we are currently recruiting reading mentors. So if you are interested in being a reading mentor, this would be for kindergarten through third grade. We ask for a commitment of one time per week for the school year. And mentoring starts the second week of October, third week of October. So the week of October 16th is when mentoring will begin. But now is the time to sign up. And so to do that, you visit our website, uwswac.org, and you can select. We currently have mentor openings at Humke and Nakusa, at Grant Elementary out in Kellner, and then at Washington Elementary here in Wisconsin Rapids. So we have three different location opportunities, and it does not take any special training. Mm-hmm. The special training is that you are willing to come to school, work with two or three children, and let them read to you or you read to them. And really just, it's about practice and it's about helping build and enhance their reading skills. So we are actively looking for reading mentors right now. And again, you go to our website to sign up. Once you are signed up, then you will need to complete the background check for the respective school district that you will be volunteering in. And then if you've been a mentor before, you just, start coming the week of October 16th. If you've not been a mentor before, there'll be a little orientation at the school. Mm-hmm. Important things. Where do you put your jacket? Where do you park? All of those things. And then the other big thing that we have coming up is our annual Day of Caring, and that is on Saturday, October 21st. I'm looking for, our audience to participate in two ways. One, if you are elderly or disabled and you need help getting your yard raked and ready for winter, you can get on the list by contacting us at 211. Mm-hmm. You literally just pick up the phone, dial 211 between 8 and 5 Monday through Friday, and our resource specialist will get you on the list. They'll ask you a few really important high-tech questions like, how many trees are in your yard? That's legit, because we need to know how many people to send there. So they will also just talk to you about the requirements. You need to provide the bags and all of those kinds of things. The other thing that we're asking, people who are listening that might want to be involved in this is to sign up to rake. Mm-hmm. So you could sign up yourself as an individual. You could sign up as a with a team, with coworkers, with a you know a civic group, a church group, anybody that you want to gather. Or if you sign up as an individual, we will put you with a team. And we are looking for, well, we've upped our goal for yards. So we're trying to rake 100 yards this year. Mm-hmm. And so that should put us upwards in the vicinity of needing 450-ish volunteers. Okay. So we need people to hop online, register. Mm-hmm. You get a free T-shirt. We start the morning with a free hot breakfast. Meet out at Grand Rapids Lions Club. Breakfast is from 8 to 9, 9 o'clock. Get your raking assignments and head on out and get that important work done.
It's one of our favorite days of the year. You bop around town here. And you see all those shirts and all these people. The unity in this community is just, there's no words for it. It's awesome. Every year I look forward to it.
It's cool. And you see people having fun, you know, playing in the leaves while they're picking. You know, there's just,
and that's just me.
There's just a lot of great things going on with this event. So we do need, though, we need yards and we need rakers. So looking for 450 if you think of, you know, and it's a morning. It's not, we're not asking you for a week of your life or even a full day. We're asking you for, you know, 9 to noon, 9 to 1-ish, and you're done.
Especially you put a team together, you're even less time. So, and for me, I did a yard by myself, maybe an hour and a half, maybe it took, you know, and it was I don't know. I would give more than that for that day.
Yeah,
it
was absolutely.
One of my favorite memories I have is doing Day of Caring. And I've done a couple, but the first one I got to do is the one that stands out in my head.
Now, there is that whole thing. It is hard when you're by yourself because, you know, it's a little hard to wrangle the bag and get the leaves in the bag. So it is a little nicer when you have some folks to work with. But, you know, just give us a call if you need more information, or certainly just hop on and you can sign up right on our website.
And as Terry told you, it is campaign season, and whether it is a dollar or anything else, it's greatly appreciated. Just even a dollar out of every paycheck can enter you in their sweepstakes and help with other assets, but that dollar is another dollar for them to be able to do the vital work that they're doing in this community. You guys have done such a great job of hitting so many different levels of need in this area. And as we've seen with the Alistair report from you, that how important these things are. That dollar can go farther than I think you and I could ever really word, Terry.
Absolutely. And, you know, we were doing presentations earlier this week at the Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department, talking with different crews of theirs. And an interesting question came up. And one of the firefighters said, you know, well, it sounds to me like you're just a middleman. Like, why wouldn't I just write my check right to a certain organization? And I thought, you know, I wonder how many people are thinking that or feeling that. And so I think that in some cases, very few, that is true, right? Mm. Like if you make a donation and you say, I want it to go just to this specific organization, we will make that happen and get that check there. But I think where it's different is that someone might really care about a topic or an issue in the community. Mm-hmm. So I might say, you know what? My passion is hunger. I want to make sure that hunger is addressed. When you make a donation to United Way, that donation is getting to all 7 hunger programs, not just one. And then the other piece, I think, is the vetting of the organizations and the programs and the accountability that we put in place. So we're kind of doing all the homework for you and making sure that, you know, these are good, quality, viable programs that are going to exist, you know, next year to do the work. Right. And so I think, you know, it's yes and yes.
Well, I will also, if I could piggyback on that, one of the first conversations we had was the transparency at the United Way and how every penny goes into these things. You can't always say that for other organizations or other things. And I'm not trying to, you know, talk bad about anybody else.
Absolutely.
It's just facts. It doesn't take a deep dive into your search engine to find out that stuff. With the United Way, it is all transparent. Every penny is going into these things that you want them to. I feel that that's the middleman part. That's the part where I would feel comfortable going to the quote-unquote middleman in you guys in the essence of that. That, okay, well, I know that $5, whatever it is I'm given, all 500 pennies are going right into what I need them to, what I want them to, our community.
So the other awesome thing about it, though, is I love it when people have a question, when they ask instead of assuming. You know what I mean? I was really happy.
It was a good question.
I was asked because I was like, okay, this is an opportunity to talk about it.
Yeah. Find out more again at uwswac.org. We're going to take a break. Come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club and got a lot more fun lined up for you. We got to talk about the perfect nap time, Terry. Got that coming up.
Every day.
Jorts are back, apparently.
I mean, come on.
I'm not sure what jorts are. I got to think about that. I think I know what they are. We'll We'll find out together. All that coming up for you on the morning show at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 74, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows level off around 53. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, tomorrow slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, high of 72. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Ezekiel.
Happy birthday.
Why are you laughing?
It just feels like you should insert a name there.
It's just
I don't
what
know.
Popped
just,
into your head.
Yeah, just I thought, okay.
Who is this Ezekiel?
He's a good friend. We go way back. I don't know. It is time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. And of course, you can direct message us on Facebook. You can call up on the show here. We do this until around 8:30.
You can come put a sign in our window.
You can do that as well. 424, or just stop by here. Or we're right by the roundabout.
Skywrite. You could skywrite.
Yeah, skywriting would be very cool. I want to see that one day. We've got this beautiful set of windows here and everything. Take advantage of it.
Come on. Let's get a little creative.
Whatever you got to do, get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love to celebrate with you. We hear from our listeners all the time how much they love this segment. Appreciate our friends at Misty sponsoring it for over a decade here. I mean, long time Misty's been a part of this.
At least
2 decades, really. Let's dive into our local birthdays. And first, actually, Terry, I need a 1 or a 2.
2.
All right. Gives us that one. And a 1 through 4.
Whoa. I got to say 4 because I never get to.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So that gives us that qualifier. So we can get right to the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Jerry Pierce.
Happy birthday, Jerry.
Jerry, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. And we also want to wish you a happy birthday to our qualifier today, Jack Jinsky.
Happy birthday, Jack.
Enjoy your day, Jack. Hope it's a great one.
I'm also going to throw out a happy birthday to my nephew, Adam Ashbeck, today. And I'm just negligent here. And it's my sister and brother-in-law's anniversary today. Oh. So happy anniversary to Josh and Amy Hofferman.
You know, if I could just piggyback on that a little bit, Terry, I also am really bad because I miss not only my sister, but my brother's anniversaries. They both had wedding anniversaries this month already. My mom and dad's is at the end of the month. So all three of them got it in this month. I have no reason to forget this. I still
do. But do we have to do everything?
Yeah, I mean, come on. happy anniversaries to everybody out there. On Saturday, we just had the spotlight for one name, and it is a good one, Representative Scott Krug.
Oh, happy birthday, Scott.
I don't care about your politics. Scott is one of these people that he, to me, and he may not like this, but I think of him as a bit of a purple guy when it comes to politics. I think he's going to give me a hard time about that. But in all seriousness, it doesn't matter your political feelings or whatever. This is a guy who has put into this community, put into his hometown, who has done a lot of good for his area.
Yes,
you don't have to agree with everything he's done. You don't don't have to like everything he's done. You can still respect the guy. You can still respect somebody who takes time out of his... He is not making Rockefeller money, people. Like, this is not like your typical politician that is over in, you know, Washington or something like that. This is a guy who has to work a day job, who has a family, has had, you know, some health stuff lately. I mean, yeah, Scott puts a lot into this area. And one of the things I respect, he was the first true politician that I interviewed that we could spar and we're laughing at the end of the conversation. I appreciate so much out of him that we don't always see eye to eye, but we're always you can go back and check every conversation him and I have had over the last 5-7 years, whatever it's been, ends with laughter.
So like you never go to bed mad.
Kind of a little bit like that. Enjoy your day, Scott. Hope it's a good one for you. Looking at Sunday, we have got some great ones here. First up, I got to wish a very happy birthday to one of my biggest influences in radio, Matt Spiegel. Matt is a longtime voice on The Score in Chicago. I reached out to him when I first got back into radio just to tell him I really appreciate his work and I learned a lot from him. I didn't expect him to write me back. It's been a little while since I've talked to him, but we've talked a lot over the years, and he's one of these guys that's very established, did not have to reach out to me. It was really cool that
that's
he
awesome.
Did. He is such a good personality, too. He's one of those guys that you listen to, and even if you don't like the team he's talking about or something like that, you're going to enjoy his conversation. Very good at what he does.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to my sort of little sister, Kelly Rogus. Kelly is the youngest sister of my oldest friend, Chris. So as long as Chris and I have known each other, I've known Kelly and her family. And
sorry, Kelly.
Yeah, you poor thing. Kelly's one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. Kelly also, I'm not sure if she's still there or not, but I know she was working at the Wisconsin Rapid City Times for many years and doing a lot of good work over there for us.
Nice.
And in our industry right there. Happy birthday to another former member, a friend of ours around here, Bob Goff.
Oh, happy birthday, Bob.
Bob, you can hear on 106 FM in Adams, of course.
Yeah, we connect with them. We do a little call-in with them once in a while to talk about United Way stuff. So happy birthday, Bob.
Bob's great. Bob is such a great personality on the air. And if you like him on the air, you would love him off air. Bob's such a good guy. Just a great guy. And I, one of those people that I, in this industry that I work with, while him and I only got to work together for like a year or so, I will always remember Bob. Just one of those people that really goes above and beyond and believes in this industry, puts his heart and soul into this industry. And a happy birthday to our qualifier Sunday, Jesse Wirt.
Happy birthday, Jesse.
Enjoy your day, Jesse. Hope it's a great one for you. We take a look at our celebrity birthdays. Prince Harry is 39 today.
39?
He's fifth in line for the British throne.
It's going to be waiting a while.
Yeah, I got a feeling he's not going to. Yeah. Don't need to really size his head for the crown there, probably.
Like all that hair.
Yeah.
Yes. Have to make the crown a little taller.
Oh, that's good. Tom Hardy is 46. Eddie Brock in the Venom movies, Mad Max and Fury Road. Here's Bane in Dark Knight Rises. Here's Bane. Tom Hardy's a fantastic actor. Very good actor. He's got a movie he did a little while ago where he played twins and did a magnificent job. He's a really good actor. Let's see here. Sophie Dahl is 46, former partner of Mick Jagger's, and she's the granddaughter of child's author Ronald Dahl. Let's see here. Dan Marino is 62. One of the greatest to ever do it. My oldest friend Chris, I just mentioned, him and Tony Gwynn, his two favorite players of all time. So any Dan Marino facts you want to know, I know them all. Arguably the greatest player to ever not win a Super Bowl. It's a good debate. There's plenty of names you can throw in there, but I think Dan is in the top
three. But he's definitely up there. Yeah. I agree.
Still to this day, the greatest release I've seen out of a quarterback. I've never seen a quicker or faster release than Dan Marino's and what he was able to do. Oliver Stone is 77 today. One of our greater directors. Again, whether you like him or not, however you feel about him, you cannot deny the talent. Platoon, Wall Street, Born on the 4th of July, The Doors, JFK, Natural Born Killers, Any Given Sunday, Snowden, W, the man just has done
a lot. I even
recognize
a lot of those. So.
you're going to recognize this one. The great Tommy Lee Jones is 77 today.
77.
God, obviously, I think got his, well, not obviously, got his real big break with The Fugitive, but was in the Captain America movies, Men in Black. Mm-hmm. One of our favorite, I think one of our go-to favorite actors is Tommy Lee Jones as far as like society goes. Like, you hear a lot of people say, I don't like that Tommy Lee Jones.
Right.
We all pretty much like him. But his performance in The Fugitive, is still, like, I don't think it's his best necessarily, but it's still his most recognizable. Even with Men in Black and all these things, that scene with him and Harrison Ford, I don't care. Like, it's so good. It's so natural the way he says it.
It is good.
Gaylord Perry would have been celebrating a birthday today, would have been 85, Baseball Hall of Famer that played for pretty much all your teams. Every team, Gaylord Perry. If you have a favorite team, he played for it. The great, the wonderful, the comedic genius, Nipsey Russell, born on this day in 1918. He was the Tin Man in The Wiz. Great character actor, did a lot of great work back in the day. Terry, you and I talked about this on our sister station on the Sunrise Show. Roy Acuff, born on this day in 1903, the king of country music and the first living person ever elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Very cool.
That's real cool. And one of my bigger influences and one of my Nana's favorite authors of all time, maybe her favorite, I don't know, Agatha Christie, born on this day in 1890, passed away in 1976. Writing genius.
That's a nice long life.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that is. 1890 to 1976.
Yeah, I mean, 86, but still, just still, from that era, you know, that's...
Right, crossing over the decade and everything, or the century mark and everything. That's pretty darn cool, yeah. And let's see here. We got to take a look at the weekend. Not a lot of birthdays on Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, if it wasn't for Tina Fey, I'd say she's the funniest person in the world. Amy Poehler is 52 tomorrow. Leslie Knope on Parks and Recs. Joy in the Pixar movie Inside Out. Original Groundlings and Saturday Night Live member. Amy Poehler is so darn talented. She was in the two biggest improv organizations of all time. She was in both of them. Most of the time, Lorne Michaels will only grab a person on his cast that isn't very established. He likes giving people breaks. And you pay him cheaper, to be honest.
Sure.
Amy Poehler was already an established actor when she got on SNL. You don't see that very often. And she still, like, made her mark on that show. So
yeah,
good.
She is hilarious.
God, I love her. Mark Anthony is 55. Former singer. Oh, not former singer. I'm sure he's still a singer.
Yeah, he probably still sings.
I just haven't heard him in a while. Speaking of SNL, the great superstar, Molly Shannon, is 59 on Saturday. Molly Shannon and Amy Poehler share a birthday. That's awesome. Superstar.
Do you think that was coincidence, or maybe he's also looking for certain alignment of the stars?
We find out that Lord Michael's whole like casting thing is just on birthdays.
It was never about any talent whatsoever.
Be hilarious.
It was just the alignment of the stars.
You know, it actually would, if that was the case, I'd be like, well, that must have worked.
It'd be a cool experiment, wouldn't it? To be like, we should look up all the birthdays.
I don't know. I'm going to do that now. I don't know if there's a better scout of talent in entertainment history than Lorne Michaels.
Agree.
I mean, with his body of work. Richard Marx is 60 tomorrow. Don't mean nothing.
Do you think he ever cut his mullet, or did he just keep it?
I hope not. I like to imagine a world where Richard Marx never cut his mullet. I'm almost positive he did, but I'm not going to look it up. I think he did too, but we're just
going to stick with it.
David Copperfield is 67 tomorrow. That's a big one, too. And people would have been celebrating birthdays. The king of the blues, B.B. King, would have been celebrating a birthday tomorrow. The great Peter Falk, known as Columbo. You know, Mr. Columbo would make the most wonderful ham sandwiches. That's just the one most wonderful ham sandwich. You know, just one more question before I leave. It's always my favorite part. He'd be leaving, you know, just one more question.
And always the finger.
Yeah, yeah, always the finger. Yes. Just always one more question.
Well, not the finger.
Yeah. And one of the greatest to ever do it, Lauren Bacall, born in 1924, passed away in 2014. To Have and to Have Not is still a classic. I encourage you to watch it if you haven't seen it before. And she is, of course, the one that said to Bogey, just put your lips together and blow. One of the most famous lines in movie history. And Sunday, wrapping up everything. Not too much on Sunday. You've got, let's see here. I did see a Rita Rudner, 70, classic comedian. Elvira is 72 on Sunday.
She still looks the same.
She does. Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah. And the Zen master Phil Jackson is going to be 78 on Sunday as well. To everybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary out there, we wish you a great one. Enjoy and stick around. We got Melissa's news. And after that, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Those struggling with substance use disorder and pregnant or have recently given birth will now have more help in central and northern Wisconsin. The Family Health Center of Marshfield received funding from the Rural Communities Opioid Response Program Neonatal Abstinence Syndrome Funding Opportunity. The grant is a 3-year award for $500,000 each year. The program will work with substance use disorder individuals to provide education, access to contraceptives, and care for opioid-exposed infants. They will also address immediate needs such as transportation, safe and sober housing, and peer support. The Let's Keep Talking Parent and Caregiver series on drug trends and overdose prevention is next week in Marshfield. The presentation, given by the Wood County Health Department and Marshfield Police, will discuss current drug trends in our area and what community resources are available.
As a bystander, what might you see in somebody else who's using or needs help?
That's Joanne Greenlee, the mental health navigator for the School District of Marshfield.
Somebody's interested in the Narcan training, they can also come to this presentation.
The presentation is Tuesday, September 19th at 6 p.m. at the Marshfield Public Library. Archery and crossbow deer seasons open tomorrow in Wisconsin. The DNR reminds hunters to keep in mind the four rules of firearm safety, easily remembered as Tab K. Treat every bow or crossbow as if it were loaded. Always point the bow in a safe direction. Be certain of your target, what's before and beyond it. Keep your finger outside the trigger guard until ready to shoot. You should always follow tree stand safety guidelines and know the rules, regulations, and season dates in the area you will be hunting. Safety is simply part of the fun. The survey is open to name the new Wisconsin Rapids Dog Park. The top three options are available to vote on at wirapids.org. You have until Tuesday at 8 a.m. to cast your vote. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number 2 ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
To everyone who craves a rich and creamy hometown treat, let our team member Nevaeh tell you how we do it at Culver's.
Every scoop of Culver's fresh frozen custard is made in small batches throughout the day. Because where we come from, the little things make a big difference. Like bringing back a seasonal favorite, our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer and pumpkin spice shake are back for a limited time. Handcrafted with farm fresh dairy and real pureed pumpkin just for you.
From Wisconsin with love. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 74, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows level off around 53. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, tomorrow slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, high of 72. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous game show theme song for all of you. You call up and get the answer right. As long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, you will win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. That's two adult meals. That's two kid meals. That's a meal you don't got to think about.
Woohoo!
It is free Culver's. That's the only thing better than Culver's.
Free Culver's.
We're going to give that to you, and we send a shout-out to our great friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Get ready to call 424-2600, 424-2600. Call up and let us know, what game show is this from? I thought right around here we could get somebody. But it's this part right here. It's that part. That's the part right there. Let's go ahead and see if we have ourselves a winner. What's your answer?
That'd be Family Feud.
Yay! Nice job.
Let's make this official.
Gotta find the bells here.
Seth moved everything. So there we go. There's the winning bells. Thank you so much. Did you know that one right away?
Yes, I thought. At first, I was thinking you were going to do the Jeopardy. But no, you pulled Family Feud out.
Yeah, try to the curveball on that one. What's your name, hon?
My name is Nancy.
Nancy, I thought so. Nancy, thank you so much for listening and playing along. We appreciate that. Were you a fan of the feud?
Oh, yeah. We used to sit and watch them all the time in the summer.
My dad was a big fan. He liked it when Louis Anderson did it. He's really been enjoying Steve Harvey do it. Have you seen any of the recent version of it?
Just kind of poking at it a little bit. Haven't really watched it faithfully. The new, I like the old stuff.
Yeah. That's my dad. He'll watch it, but it, every other episode, he'll comment about the old show or something.
Yeah, or like
that.
You pull it up on Game Show Network and you see all the Richard Dawson ones. Those are awesome.
Terry brought up a great point about the old logo, the cross-stitch kind of look to it. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, it is pretty fun.
That is good. Nancy, thank you so much for calling and joining us. What town are you calling from?
From Wisconsin Rapids here.
All right, got ourselves a Rapids winner. Nancy, hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you, but you're our newest star of the day.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Terry, for that. I really appreciated that comment about the logo. And we appreciate you, Nancy. Thank you so much. So that is the old theme song. I mentioned the Steve Harvey version. I just wanted to play a little of this for you because I think it's what they've done is kind of interesting.
It's a little peppier at the start.
And they get to this part away, that little faster. It's not bad. I don't mind it. I think it's a nice kind of reversion of it.
And it's not a great change. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a modification kind of. It's not like a huge makeover.
I feel like with the new logo, it looks like all the other game shows.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed that the cross stitch went away.
Yeah. Outside of that, though, not bad. You can keep doing your thing, Family Feud, and you can keep doing your thing, everybody. Be listening next Friday at this time slot. We're going to make somebody else a new star of the day, and we are going to keep up the game show theme, so we're going to keep doing that for a little longer.
Nice.
And all that coming up. We're going to talk to Nancy. I'm going to get her my agent's phone number because she's our newest star of the day. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
We
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
And you heard all the youth votes going to turn out and make a difference.
Abortion, climate, gerrymandered maps. Those three things matter to young people.
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 74, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows level off around 53. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, tomorrow slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, high of 72. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Wait. There we go. We got 90s bumpers. That's what you were looking. Terry has one request around here, 90s bumpers. I got to make sure to get that.
Unless they're bad, then do 80s.
Yeah, then we do 80s. Then we do 80s, yeah. Terry and James here with you, taking you to the top of the hour with a bunch of fun conversations. Big thank you to our listeners and everybody that's called up with birthdays and anniversaries and our star of the day and all that. We appreciate you all so much. We appreciate you so much. We're going to help you with napping. That's how much we appreciate you.
I love naps. No, do you like naps?
I am trying to be. I'm trying.
Because you don't sleep at night.
No. But I'm really trying to get better with the whole napping thing. I've read and seen too much data to tell me that it is. If I love learning. It's my favorite thing. And maybe my favorite thing in the world is to learn new things. But if you don't sleep enough and if you aren't napping enough, it doesn't matter because you can't keep any of the information you learn. So I'm trying to get better about this. And you're right. I don't sleep at night. There's not much I can do about that. But I can take naps during the day if I could just find the time.
Find the time, yeah.
And I could get myself to relax. I could turn my brain off, all that. So I'm working on it.
I love a good cat nap.
You seem like you're good at it.
It's interesting, though, because I don't sit like when I'm at work during the week, I'm not sitting there going, oh, I need a nap. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not exhausted. But if I'm home, you know, like if I was off today, I have no problem with sneaking in an hour nap at all.
Right up. It's a luxury to be able to squeeze in a midday nap, especially if you want to take in at an exact time. But if you have a lot of control over your schedule, check this out. A survey has found the ideal peak nap time is Wednesdays at 9:39 a.m.
Really?
Yeah. That is awfully specific. 65% of people say the urge to get a few Z's strikes before noon, although many of them can't make that happen, and an average nap is about 51 minutes. Most people can't fit midday naps in because they work throughout the afternoon, but 26% of people claim that they have brought a pillow to work. Okay.
I've not done that.
I couldn't, even if they paid me to sleep, I could not sleep at work. There's just, it's impossible. I can't even wrap my mind around that.
So if there was like a little napping area here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where you could just go rest if you wanted to.
I'd be renting my space out. It'd be a B&B. I'd be renting it out. If napping at work wasn't strange, they asked about the most unusual places people have napped. And more than 20% of people have napped at a movie theater, a restaurant, a doctor's office, and a museum of art gallery.
I don't know. So if you think about like the movie theater thing, mm-hmm. like for me, I've definitely fallen asleep during a movie, but mm-hmm. I didn't, it wasn't intentional. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you don't pay all that money to go to sleep.
Yeah. I have fallen asleep in the doctor's office before. When I had what ended up being a surgery for my kidney, my first kidney stone, I couldn't sleep for days and worse than I usually am. So I finally, my girlfriend at the time finally gets me to go to the doctor and I'm in the waiting room and we were waiting for so long. And I just remember like leaning over.
Yep.
That's all. And the next thing I know, like I woke up on the floor. And they didn't wake me. They were afraid to wake me because I just seemed so peaceful, according to them and everything. They just let me sleep there. I'm like,
but then the question is, did you go from the whole resting on your hand, on your knee, like did you tumble to the floor or did you move to the floor?
I tumbled. I'm the person, I'm such a mover when I sleep. If I'm in bed with somebody else, then I'm kind of like, I stay pretty in place. But if I'm alone, I'm all over the place. I could end up on the ceiling. Who knows? when would you to for you, Terry? When would be the perfect nap time? If you had your day open, you could
see,
do this.
See, you know,
any
it's
time.
Not ideal, but honestly, after lunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, I mean, that's not really smart to just eat right before you go to sleep. But but I could, you know, I don't know. I could have maybe like, let's say 1:30. 1:30 to 3. How about? I'll take an extra. I'll extend that 51 minutes a little bit.
Yeah. We'd love to know what you think. 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. We'd love to know when you think the perfect nap time is. I wanted to get into this one with you, too. 4 habits that might be exhausting you. We're talking about taking naps because people are tired. Well, this might help with that. If you feel tired all the time, it might be because you're doing some of these 4 things. Let's go ahead and get into this. Waiting too long between meals. In general, you shouldn't go more than 5 or 6 waking hours without eating. When you go longer than that, your body will start craving food, and you're more likely to eat quick, processed carbs.
Oh, that makes sense.
And that's that. You know, you wouldn't throw the wrong type of gas into your tank. You know, so it's very similar to that. If your body is in need and all you're giving it is cookies, James.
I mean, cookies are good.
Cookies are great, but if it's all you're eating, if it's all you're doing, then of course your body's not going to get anything from that.
Right.
It's you know, just fumes. It's
and also
from
don't
it.
You know, don't intentionally withhold food, right?
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I'm more of a like snacker and grazer. You know,
same
what I mean? Like
here.
I would rather just have little bits than having, you know, 3 big meals.
Yeah, yeah. I'm through the day. I'm like that.
Yeah.
At Grazer. Working at a messy desk. I think this is a great one. Working in a cluttered area is distracting for your brain, which means tasks take longer to complete and require you to use up more mental focus and energy. I am a borderline neat freak, and I'm somebody. You see every time you come in, Terry, how I have everything set up here. The rest of my life is exactly the same way. I have things. There is so much chaos in life. Life is chaos. I try to have some organization wherever I can, especially in a job like this where I think I know what the 9 o'clock hour is going to look like, but this is live radio. I got no idea what's going to happen.
You have no idea what I'm going to say.
Absolutely not. I have none whatsoever. She's a rogue agent, everybody.
Loose cannon.
So with all that, I try to have as much, you know, to me, balance is some of that is the cleanliness.
You know, my desk has been in chaos for probably about a month, and mostly because of just how tight my schedule's been. Like, I come in and I dump the stuff from one, you know, from one meeting and grab the stuff for the other, and it is, like, driving me crazy. I actually was thinking about that this morning, that sometime over this weekend, I'm going to just come in and get it tidied back up when there's no, you know, kind of no distractions,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or there's nothing else on my calendar, because that is a distraction for me, for sure.
I also, it expands for me more than just the desk. My life, the place I'm living, any of these things. I don't expect things to be clean all the time, but clutter, that's a different story to me. Clutter can, not always, obviously, ask any single parent out there about that, but clutter, when it can be helped, my brain just can't help itself. I could be exhausted, beat, and I'm still going to do some cleaning because I wouldn't be able to sleep anyway. I'd be thinking about all the clutter. It'd be driving me crazy. Having too many tabs open. Like a messy desk, having 20-plus tabs open on your computer puts your brain...
Don't look up.
...into override and increases the chances that you'll be distracted. To Terry's point, if you were here right now, you would see that I have at least 20 tabs open on my computer. But this is again, going back to the organizing thing that I like to do. I walk a balance with this show and with a lot of the radio I do. And this goes back to a lot of data, a lot of research I've done, all the people that I've talked to in radio over the years that have a lot more experience than I do. What do people want? They want real radio. They want improv. They want off the cuff. I don't, with you, Melissa, Seth, very seldom, maybe 1 out of 5 stories do I tell them beforehand what we're going to be talking about. Your first impression is often the best impression, and more times than not, the funniest one.
True story.
But for everything else, as far as I plan everything else out.
But having all these tabs open, like in this instance for you, that would be like in the old days before you had a laptop sitting here where you actually had everything printed out, right? Like there is the essence of time. However, if you're just sitting on your laptop when you're not on the air, I mean, I find myself, I'm not a huge like multiple tabs person. Like I'll go on, I might have like 2 or 3 open, but I'll go on, do what I need to do on there. And then I'll get, you know what I mean? Close that one and move on to the next.
Yes.
It's kind of that whole strategy or theory came out not that long ago, You know, it used to be multitask. Yes. You know, like that was a thing. And now they're saying multitasking is not good.
Yeah.
You know, do the task you're working on, then move to the next. So, you know, a little change in strategy for us.
When it came, I'm really glad that that came about too, because it never seemed right to me. I'm a multitasker. I like to, but I also have to really focus on what the task at hand. This job, as the great Bob Look told us a long time ago, he worded this job, I think, perfectly. It's spinning plates. You've got this going, and then this one going. Oh, that one slows down. I got to get over there to get to that one. But that doesn't mean that when I'm on that plate, I can't focus on that particular plate. That's this job.
Yeah, absolutely.
And finally, watching emotionally charged television shows. I think this is a bigger one than we realize. Binge watching shows that are emotionally charged can be overstimulating, and it doesn't matter if it's positive or negative emotions. They both can lead to mental fatigue, difficulty focusing, and poor energy levels.
I can see that.
Absolutely.
And even just thinking about, I mean, remember 10 years ago when you couldn't binge watch anything unless you had it recorded?
Yeah,
but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just where you sat down and now it's like some of these shows, a new season drops and people like shut their life off.
Yeah,
like they
yeah.
watch like 10 or 12 episodes back to back. And it is exhausting. I mean, while you might enjoy it and it's entertainment and that's fine, it's your choice. But I can see how it is exhausting to the body.
When I first started doing the morning show, like again, 6-7 years ago or whatever it was, I had to get used to being up early and being in a different mind state when I'm at 7 in the morning and all that. But I didn't change my night pattern. And at night, I would get a lot of work done, and then to wrap up, I'd usually catch up on a show I like. But a lot of the stuff I watch tends to be dramatic or really heart-pulsing or something. And yeah, didn't really help with the sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
And it didn't help my mood in the morning either. So I've done this thing now where, yeah, I work late still. I'm prepping or working on a production piece or something like that. But I always, at least I try to wrap up on something light. I will listen to maybe What the Muppet, this wonderful podcast that I came across. it is one of the things I do sometimes. But I'll watch a Simpsons episode or something like that.
Yeah.
Something very light.
Yep.
Something that I know I may even fall asleep when I'm watching. That kind of thing. My Nana is the person I learned this from. My Nana was sneaky, one of the most hardcore, strongest human beings I ever knew, and tough as nails. This woman grew up in South Chicago at a time that was not easy, as if there has ever been a time. And so many other things that she'd been through that I could go down her resume of how tough she is. But she would love, as the big Agatha Christie fan she was, she would love to watch like the Forensic Files and things like that at night. And sure enough, she'd be up at like 4 in the morning or something freaking out because she thought somebody came in the house or something like that, and like different things. I really learned from her about that. Like, oh, it's important what you're watching before you go to bed. It helps. I think that any one of these things incorporating into your life might be a good benefit. And don't the thing that I think with these lists that we get tripped up on is, okay, I got 4 great things there. I'm going to try to incorporate all 4 things into my life right now, today. You know, do it easy into
bites.
This stuff. Yeah, small bites. Thank you. Great way to reference that. Yeah, small bites. Take your time with that stuff and have fun with it. Speaking of having fun with things, we are having a lot of fun, and we encourage you to join the fun with our Name Our Chicken contest. This is going on right now. The website is open. WisCountry.com/chicken is where you want to go. You can enter up to 3 names. Our logo, our WIRI logo, is for years. We've been going back and forth about naming them, and we've had different things that we've done.
Name it, don't name it.
Yep. This is the first official and the most official, and what we go with a name is going to stick. This is going to be this chicken's name.
I've got a lot of ideas.
I cannot wait to hear them. we are having a lot of fun with this one. Big shout out to our team at Civic Media for all the great work that they have done on this. Rebecca and the team, you're going to have a chance to not only get in on this and get the naming in, but you could win a 3rd prize, a 1-night stay at Chula Vista Water Park with passes included, $100 worth of dinner vouchers and some extra vouchers for zip lining and golfing. 2nd place is a 1-night stay at Chula Vista with all the above, maybe a little bit more. And then 1st prize is a 2-night stay at Chula Vista, water park passes included, $100 voucher for dinner and extra vouchers for ziplining and golfing, but all those are great prizes, but the real prize is bragging rights.
That's right. Although I do want to go ziplining.
I've always wanted to try ziplining. Yeah, I would like to try it once. We'll do it.
You could wear your WIRI t-shirt.
Yes.
While you're ziplining.
And you got to take a picture of that. We need a picture of that if you do that out there.
I think
everybody.
We should do that.
Yeah, we're definitely doing that, Terry. Yeah, we're doing that. I'm looking forward to when we get to, because we're going to do this until about October 9th. Let me double check here just to make sure. October 19th. October 9th through the polls. We'll be open the polls from October 9th to the 29th once we get a bunch of names.
And then it'll be voting?
Yes, then it'll be voting on those names. And then after that, we will, shortly after that, we will have the official name for our WIRI chicken. Thank you, everybody who has already submitted names. We've got a bunch of submissions already. Keep them coming. There are no bad options, except it is a family show, so keep that in mind. And again, thank you for everybody who has been working on this one. WizCountry.com/chicken, WizCountry.com/chicken.
I mean, is the chicken Rodney's girlfriend or no?
They are talking. I don't know. Because I don't like asking people. You know, that's not my business. But from what I understand, they have gone out for coffee together.
All right.
As far as I know.
Not for seeds.